you know, he smashed life. He's the, one of the biggest rappers in the world.
Yeah.
And one of the lines he says, my mama said I'm going to work myself to death. Where do you find the lines between work and life? Point blank, would you guys call yourselves workaholics?
Yeah, so you make an album and then you're like, it's not, oh no, I want another one. I want more streams. I want bigger shows.
It's to do with being alone and still with your thoughts and things like
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, weekly podcast.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
This is when I need to be lying on a long sofa. Like, people that are workaholics usually have like a chip on their shoulder to prove something to maybe someone in their life that like never thought they could.
Now listen to Jordan, I'm like, I identify with this guy. I'm definitely a workaholic. Hello.
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 And welcome to the Are We Live podcast with me, Barnair.
Me, Alpha.
Me, Jordan.
We said we weren't going to acknowledge it, but this is weird. We're like, there's a camera.
No, usually we're in computer chairs. That's what's
exactly,
weird.
Exactly, yeah. Like, we've been doing this like remotely and now we're like in the same room and stuff. But welcome. This is the Are We Live podcast with a new segment that we call Song and a Question. Real simple. One of us uses a song. With that song, it follows a question. It's my week this week. And yeah.
It's not that new though. We've been doing it for like 2 years. So
it's new to the it's public facing.
Yeah. Public facing. Yeah.
They don't know.
To be fair, this is a brand new podcast.
So right?
If that's
welcome, guys. Yeah, guys. How's it feel to be starting a new podcast, guys? This is
Are We Live? Yeah, we, you know.
Well, are we? Did we answer that question? If we're live.
So we've been doing this podcast for like 7 years now. Yeah.
No, no, eight.
Like pre-Joe Rogan.
We are the... How was it by Joe Rogan? With those two-year gaps that we used to have in between episodes.
Well, I was going to say, what counts as doing it? Do you know what I mean? If you do one
or two
a year...
Yeah, we used to release it once a year.
Yeah, we had a real stint once a year. And yeah, so now, the fact that we're still doing it is hilarious.
Yeah. It's just good to catch up with mates as we progress through this ever-changing industry.
Everyone, if you can find episode one of Are We Live podcast,
just mute the first 10 minutes when I saw
that's a blast from the past from Jordan.
Just being like, oh man, you know, I just love everybody, man. Okay, so new podcast, brand new podcast.
Yeah.
Can I go? I'm going first this week.
Yeah.
Okay, and today's song that I've chosen is Kendrick Lamar, Ya.
New shit, new Kung Fu Kenny.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga conditions. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signal that read buzzing. Radars is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radars is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Interviews wanna know my thoughts and opinions. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl Duckworth said no my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radars is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radars is buzzing.
today's question is, are you a workaholic? In the lyrics, the song's actually talking about, like, I've been revisiting this album quite a lot, especially after Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers from Kendrick that came out in 2022. I kind of went back to Damn and listened to Damn with a different, like, set of ears. And I think this song specifically, he's talking about, like, the idea of following your instincts and things working out for you. He's talking from a viewpoint of him being like, you know, he smashed life. He's one of the biggest rappers in the world.
Yeah.
And one of the lines he says, my mama said, I'm going to work myself to death. Mm. And I'm interested in the idea of, like, where do you find the lines between work and life? And, like, do you understand, like, when to stop and when do you start? And yeah, what is being a workaholic? And also, how does that impact, you know, the people around you? I'm like, my fiance Maria was just talking about that and saying that, like, she thinks I'm a workaholic. And so I'm interested to be like, I never looked at it that way, of me being a workaholic. But I suppose I can't differentiate between work and not work.
Yeah.
And I think it also then kind of leads down to other questions as well. But yeah, I suppose it's like, point blank, would you guys call yourselves workaholics?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you define being a workaholic in the creative industry? Mm. What is a workaholic? Does that mean you leave your house every day? Does that mean you open your emails constantly to check what new stuff's come through? Or does it mean this, you produce things at a high rate in terms of things to sell and release at a high rate? Is that being a workaholic? Or is just sitting, thinking of all these ideas, thinking of 100 ideas a day, is that being a workaholic if you don't act on any of them, if you're just thinking? Because the thought itself could take energy out of you doing that. Mm. How do you define, like, if there was someone else who you can't get in their head, but you're just looking at what they do, how would you define them as a workaholic in the creative industry? It probably looks like someone that drops 3 or 4, you just look at the stuff they produce, right? Or the stuff they're doing, I don't know, even if they're a musician, I'm talking about creative industry, so even if a musician doesn't really drop, but they do other stuff, so many other things, and they're visible in a lot of other areas, you'd probably call them a workaholic. Oh, they're working on a film all the time, or they're working on a... how do you do, you know what I mean? Can you put that tag, can you really put that tag on yourself? Or is it more how other people view you?
But isn't that, that's really interesting. Wouldn't you say that that's like, that in general? Like, you being funny, or you being excitable, or you being loud is all based on comparison, right? People can only give that to you, I suppose. Like, because funny, like, for example, being funny is somebody has to call you funny. People have to laugh with you. Mm-hmm. So I suppose, like, being a workaholic, yes, it'll be difficult for you to call yourself one.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it has to be imparted on you. But I suppose, but if we look at the traits of what someone would describe as a workaholic.
Yeah, what do you reckon the traits are?
Always, I guess, always being busy, always feeling like they need to be busy progressing. You know, that whole mindset, like the entrepreneurial mindset of like, I wake up today, seize the day, what goals can I, how many songs can I write, or how many emails can I like do? That would be definitely one prerequisite to being a...
What about headspace? Because I think you said something really interesting, is like capacity. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like the brain capacity, do you know what I'm saying? Of just like, even if it's not external, could we speak about like the idea of work anyway? And like, it's not necessarily just product, right? It's just not, it's not only the external albums, whatever it is, play it, whatever. It is a lot of the time in here. And sometimes to materialize those ideas, you have to have them in the first place. So if it's all clogged up in here and you can't, it's like any sort of addiction. I suppose workaholic is an addiction, right? And it's when it impacts everyday life. It's when it impacts functionality, not only for yourself, but people around you. Then it might be a holic.
I think the thing with addiction is you do it while trying to do something else. When it's time to not work, you think about work.
Right.
Like, I think that's the thing with addiction. When if you can just switch it off and relax, or do whatever it is you need to do, take care of whatever it is you need to take care of, without thinking, what's the next thing I need to do? Or if you have actually time to breathe, but you're like twiddling your fingers, like, I need to be doing something. You're not comfortable with just sitting and being. You want a project. That's probably, In that case, I don't really think I'm a workaholic.
Why?
As in, you're happy to separate it?
It's not that I'm happy to. It's that I just can.
Yeah.
I just am. To be honest, I just feel like I'm kind of alpha in every situation. So if I'm chilling, I'm not necessarily thinking about my year plans or whatever. I already know, or I've already taken that time to. When it's time to think about stuff, I'm in it. But if I'm just sort of, I don't know, I haven't played PS4 for the whole year, yeah, for example. But sorry, if I was, let's say the last year I was, the year before that, if I'm playing PS4, I'm not thinking about my next move, or I'm not thinking I'm wasting time. It's the whole thing of like, I don't get bored either.
Yeah.
So I don't get bored because I feel like there's always something I can do if I felt like doing it.
Yeah.
So I feel like with workaholics, I think, get bored easier when there's not, and that's why so much work is like they're just looking for the next thing or just building up I might do a lot of things, but I'm very happy to not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I can separate it.
But what's tricky is though, like you're deemed as constantly thinking about, let's say it's more of the thinking thing where you're like conceptualizing, you know, you're thinking in your head, just sitting down on a sofa being like, in 6 months, I want to do a collab album, and then I want to make this short film, and then I want to write for screen. Mm-hmm. Like you're thinking, so you're like preparing, which is sort of working. But at the same time, we're lucky, we're one of those rare people that doing something we enjoy mm-hmm. as our job.
Yeah.
And so like, I remember earlier in my relationship, like I'm going to the studio late, but I'm not working. I just really have fun doing it. And it obviously gets to a point in the more stereotypical workaholic where you've made your album and then you're thinking, you know, campaign. That's when it sort of turns into work for me, when you're thinking about like press, you know, campaign, social media.
So the stuff you don't enjoy.
Yeah, the stuff you thinking, so when you're enjoying it.
Right.
Like you said, I don't feel like I'm a workaholic, but you release an album every year and people would say that's, what's that word? Prolific.
Yeah.
Like right, modern artists to do that. Usually people are 3 years, but mm-hmm. you're just going to the studio and it's pumping it out. But everyone would be like, oh, slugging away trying to, and they'll be working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So is that easy then? So this is where it gets confusing for me with that, because it's going, so it's work, does work have to be uncomfortable for the deemed as work? But if you enjoy it, then is it work? And I think that's where it's difficult, because I think one, also like music and creativity is, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but even if I wasn't getting paid, if we weren't getting any money from it, I'll still be doing it. Maybe not the same way, but I'll still be finding it because it helps me as well. Like I enjoy it. It's also an outlet, but I suppose the issue is not about you necessarily enjoying it. Also, we don't know anything else. We've been releasing music consistently for the last 10 years. So we don't know anything else. We don't know what it feels like not to. Would you say the people around you would say that you work a lot? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, how would they feel about that? Because I think, yeah, it's break. Also, it's capacity, right? It's like, you might not feel the effects of it because you're just used to it. You might be like, oh, I don't feel any, I enjoy it.
But they also don't have your interest.
Right.
And they don't think that's as fun as you think it is.
Right.
So they're like, for example, let's say earlier in my relationship, it would be something like, he values the time in the studio more than, you know, building this.
Right.
Which is that, or anyone would say that, mm-hmm. oh, he's out, mm-hmm. he's in this, he's editing that video late, or he's painting all night, you know? And it's like, well, I really enjoy it. I'm not working.
But is that being selfish?
Well, damn.
So for me, it's like
weekly podcast.
My mind's sort of consumed with whatever this is, creativity, music, anyway. Mm. So it's just lucky that I've been able to find a way to channel it into this thing. Mm. This is just how my brain is anyway. Like I know when things, I know the feeling of not wanting to do something.
Talk to me.
Because I have worked, do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Just freelance sort of stuff. I used to just come in and paint walls and stuff like that, and like, I don't know, fix toilet light bulbs, whatever the hell. But the point is, that is work. Like, if I was working in like JD Sports, that mm-hmm. is work. I have to get up to go and make money doing something I wouldn't be doing anyway, basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whereas like with music, I'd be washing the dishes and making a song in my head.
It's innate.
So I'd be doing it. I've just found a way to channel it. So is that being a workaholic? If I all I've done is channel what I do already, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't say that me existing is work, because otherwise I've been working since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But then like, I suppose you kind of have, right? I mean...
See, I don't see work as that. That's the thing. So work...
I guess it's more the question of, do people in your life think, would say you are one? Because if we all basically feel like we don't work, then it's more like,
I think we do think we work. I think that, like, whether it's touring, whether it's releasing music, whether it's whatever, that's definitely work.
I was going to say what Jordan said. Yeah. Whenever I'm doing something within music...
That you don't like.
That I don't like, then I feel like I'm working. But
again, what do you like? Okay, what's your safe space, guys? In regards to like music, what's your favorite thing about music?
I like creating music. I like creating projects.
Right.
So, I like the construction of songs, just the composition aspect of music.
Mm.
But I like packaging as well. I like defining
what it is,
a project, attaching a concept to it, and executing something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like it gives you. It feels like you're fulfilling something, and you've done something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, especially when it came from you, it's not just anything. I just want to execute anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
building it from
taking something from nothing to something, basically. Right.
So, would you not call that work? Like, my thing is that, like, even if say you're in the studio for a week, 2 weeks, creating something, doing what you enjoy, you're going to be tired. No, like, I love being in the studio, but I leave and I'm drained.
If I play football. Five-a-side football in or something like that, and I come home and I'm tired. I working?
That's a really good point.
But then if you were getting
paid. You're not getting paid for it. If you're getting paid for it, then you are.
Well, if I played five... Okay, let's see the people that play the celeb football matches or whatever, and they really... Like, let's say you wanted to play football your whole life. Like, do you know what I mean? You wanted to be a footballer.
Celebrating that, yeah.
And you're playing. You get paid for that, cool.
Yeah.
But you're really just playing football. You'll say you're working... But really, inside of them specifically, and we'll see them as working because it's a show or whatever, but they just sort of fulfilled one of their, like, they were just running around for 90 minutes and they got paid for it at the end, but it's a privilege to get paid for what you like, but to actually feel that it's work, it's like we need to, I feel like we need to define work.
Yeah, I feel like what it is.
Because I feel like work is something you perceive as
difficult.
Yeah, something you perceive that you have to
do it to
you're
make
doing it as a means to an end.
So that's what I think it is. I think that, like, for example, like seeing our parents work and other people in our life work, where it's like they have to do that. We kind of go, I'm doing something that I love, so therefore I can't be working because, like, at least I'm not right. I was working in retail for 10 years, and I know working in retail for 10 years and me doing music are totally different things. But I suppose with that, the work might also come in the self doubt, in the crippling self doubt that comes from being a musician full time, right? The contemplation and the thinking of like this stuff has to make money not only for me but for my family. That's where the trade off happens. If you're working a job that is like just for the money, you can kind of leave the job. Like when you're going home after painting walls, you're not thinking about, well, what wall do I need to paint next? Like you're not thinking about it. You kind of leave it there. And that's what you're getting paid for is the time, but also the disconnect, right? I suppose with music, the trade-off is, it's your passion and your dream, but in that, it's constant and it's so all over the place.
Yeah. On that note, it's slightly continuing that. I'm not one of those people that just say my own story. I'm continuing the thought. But it's like... In the industry, and especially in the live scene, there's like complex between crew people and band people, where crew people are always like, we're in earlier and we're in later, we're packing down and we're setting up earlier, we should be paid more. And I've met this musician once, and he was like, yes, but the hundreds of hours in our life that led up to this moment to play a 1 hour show is, you know, we've part spent time
as
that's
well. That's what I think.
But people that are workaholics usually have like a chip on their shoulder to prove something to maybe someone in their life that like never thought they could, oh, you're not good enough sort of thing. So they're always trying to like validate.
Isn't it the music industry?
Yeah. So you make an album and then you're like, it's not, oh no, I want another one. I want more streams. I want bigger shows. well, I'm at a point now where I can just go to the studio and it just feels really like fun, and there's no like competitive sort of validation anymore. But but in a weird, twisted way, my workaholic nature.
So would you say you are one?
I would say a lot of people call me one.
Okay.
But I don't, I'm just doing the music. And I, like, for example, my managers joke all the time when I'll say a year prior, I'll have the masters delivered by this date, I promise you. And then I'll always like make sure it's ready and like I'm working hard to deliver deadlines or whatever. And they're always like, you work so hard. I'm just like, I'm just going to the studio and I'm making a song. I'm giving it to you. It's not like I'm, you know, working. There's a bit of organization, but what I was going to say was my nature of working hard has led to now me to feel like it's not work down the line. So it's helped me in a way, but I never felt like it's been work. You hear those stories of like athletes or anyone doing a job, like a chef or even us being like, I was just making music when I was a teenager. 10 years later, here I am playing at this venue. It's never felt like, it's official. I'm a professional musician. So
I was going to say, because you just compared the workaholic thing to having a chip on your shoulder, having a, wanting to prove something. But you said you had a workaholic nature, but you didn't really have anything to prove. Like, did you, or do you feel like you maybe had something to prove? Because I think there's another side to the workaholic thing, which is not being able to sit still or not being able to. So it's not that I want to prove a point to you, it's that I don't feel comfortable doing nothing.
Oof.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm definitely that person. Like, even on holidays, I want to be going on a walk or going to the high street. I can't be that guy lying on the hammock on the beach.
How comes? Because what if you lie in, what happens? Is it to do with like being alone? Is it to do with being alone and still with your thoughts and things like that?
Jesus, Wheatley podcast.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Because
this is when I need to be lying on a long sofa. No, it's like, I just, this is interesting. This is what I have read about recently. This basketball player has this as well. I'm not coining the term, but it's called irrational optimism. But like, I feel like I'm awake for this amount of time. I just want to do stuff. Like, I even now, in the last 3 months, I really struggle to sit down and watch TV at the end of the day. I feel like I want to be like, planning something.
Productive.
Yeah, productive with my time, which is definitely this problem. Yeah. I mean, my wife calls me a workaholic, so.
You just called it irrational optimism. To call it workaholic, I guess, puts a bit of a negative spin on it. And irrational optimism is the other side of it. It's probably the other side of the same coin.
Yeah,
like, you want to be productive constantly. You can see that as a good thing. You want to be productive constantly. You're running yourself into the ground. You're a workaholic.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But so, I don't get that burnout though. That's the interesting thing.
Would you get the? But my thing is like, I'm just trying to attach it to like being an alcoholic. Also, like, you can't, if you don't work, if you have to steal with it and don't work. Would you see? Because if I don't work, and this is what I'm definitely. I think now listening to Jordan, I'm like, I identify with this guy. I'm definitely a workaholic, but. It's like somebody who's an alcohol problem, they can't function if they're not doing the thing. And I suppose me working helps me function, right? Planning whatever, or having an idea and putting it down.
Yeah.
If you didn't do that for weeks.
I did notice though, when my son was born last year, and then I had 4 months off, it was the first weeks, 2 weeks were hard.
Yeah.
Not only because there's a newborn, but also I'm like just sitting around. But then you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then actually you have new perspective. And then like we talked about before, when you're trying to balance being a parent and also trying to be working, you only have this small amount of time to work. So then it becomes like a new way of doing it.
Yeah.
But actually they say this low is you need this space and perspective to be creative again.
Yeah.
So you need to live in order to create.
Agreed.
And so that was like my first ever block of non-work since I was, you know.
Would you do it again?
Well, yeah, if I have another child and all that. I want to be a present father, you know. But yeah, no, definitely. Like, I would do it again because now I see the benefit of like having just a clear head.
Yeah,
space. You know, like, sometimes you can just use all your ideas as well. I feel like I get in the studio and I just like, oh, I did that 2 weeks ago. You know? I'm running out of tricks.
Right, okay.
So you need new like content.
Right.
Two.
So, okay. So, I suppose, I mean, as we wrap things up, the question is, are you a workaholic? Alpha, you're saying no.
Yeah, I don't think I am, yeah.
Jordan, you're saying yes?
Someone else is, yeah.
I think I'm leaning towards the yes, but we'd love to know what you guys think. Are you a workaholic?
What defines workaholism?
What defines a workaholic? And yeah, like, it'll be great to kind of like expand that a bit. Thank you for watching the episode. We'll be back soon. Have a great time.
Peace out.